This is WBAA. I'm Mike Glowitzo. Joining me in the studio is Purdue Acting President Tim Sands, as he does once a month. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
I wanted to get your take on the Faculty Satisfaction Survey, known as COACH, from the Harvard Graduate School of Education, I believe, are the people who do this. And Purdue faculty took it last fall through the early winter, I believe.
That's correct.
And it showed some areas where they're very satisfied, some areas that need improvement. What's your take on it all?
Oh, I think it's wonderful that we did it. We now have a baseline that is something that we can work off of. It's a validated survey. It's something that many of our peers are involved in. So we can compare across peers. We can do longitudinal comparison. We'll do it again in 3 years. So I regard this as a baseline. But there were some things that were revealed, both positive and negative, that we've already started taking action on. One that affects me directly and our administration and all of our leadership, all the way from a department head to the president, is a perception of a lack of clarity and communication in the priorities of the university. And that's something that has motivated us to look for other ways to communicate more often, early and often. And you know, you can never communicate too much. It really is true. We're nowhere near saturating that. So we've been having a series of, with Vic Lechtenberg, our acting provost, a series of faculty lunches, gatherings, and they've been fantastic. You know, you hear the things about Purdue, both positive and negative, that just don't come up in ordinary conversation. And you have maybe 15 faculty members from all over the campus, all different experience levels, who get to know each other. So on that particular front, I think we're making some great progress. But there are some areas like promotion and tenure, clarity of the expectations that we have to work on. We have a promotion and tenure task force that will be issuing a report soon, and I hope that I expect that some of the recommendations will address that issue directly. There are other areas where we can do better. The compensation for faculty is an issue that we have to deal with. It's very clear there. So I think it was the best investment that we've made in a long time for our faculty is to just ask them, what do you think? Where are we? And we have done surveys in the past, but never this comprehensive. We had about 47% response rate, which is excellent. So we're having a faculty forum on Monday to talk about that, and looking forward to having the discussion with those who are interested.
I'm guessing it's got to be difficult for you, I believe, came to Purdue as a full professor, correct? Mm-hmm. And a president comes in as the president. They don't know what it's like as an assistant professor here at the university.
That's right. We, you know, I sat on primary committees, which are the departmental level or school level committees that make judgment on and evaluate and assess the performance of non-tenured faculty, assistant professors, and associate to full. And you do, even if you've gone through the process, 10 years goes by and you forget what it's like. And things change, too. There's an evolution of expectation. Our incoming faculty, especially those that are more only a few years out of maybe graduate school, have a very different set of expectations than the generation before had. They're typically more plugged in. They're more savvy with technology. They have probably experienced interdisciplinary programs as graduate students, and they have maybe a different set of values for what is should be valued in tenure and promotion. They may be more engaged in commercialization, entrepreneurship, and some of our promotion and tenure policies tend to lag these changes. And part of what needs to be done is to really look at, okay, what about our promotion and tenure policies can we preserve and what needs to be updated?
And that meeting for faculty with COACH representatives is Monday, October 29th, 3:30 in Stewart Center. And they're going to be there to discuss the findings and answer questions, I believe.
That's correct. Thank you for mentioning that.
Tim Sands, Acting President of Purdue. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Glowitzo.